ਗੁਰ ਸਿੱਖ ਜੀਓ, ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕਾ ਖਾਲਸਾ, ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਫਤਿਹ. ਐਬਸਟ੍ਰੈਕਟ. ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਆਰਟੀਕਲ ਵੀ ਲੁੱਕ ਐਟ ਵਨ ਕੇਸ ਆਫ ਐਨ ਐਕਯੂਜੇਸ਼ਨ ਬਾਈ ਦੋਸ ਹੂ ਡੈਨੀਗ੍ਰੇਟ ਦ ਦਸਮ ਗ੍ਰੰਥ. ਦਿਸ ਐਕਯੂਜੇਸ਼ਨ ਇਜ ਦੈਟ ਦੋਸ ਹੂ ਐਕਸੈਪਟ ਦ ਦਸਮ ਗ੍ਰੰਥ ਰਿਜੈਕਟ a key information in Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji. We show that this accusation is false and a lie, and that it is actually they who reject this key information in Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji. Introduction. There is a group who is slandering and denigrating the Dasam Granth with the most venomous, lurid and disgusting language. Let us term these people the anti-Dasmi Nindaks, ADNs. Likewise, the ADNs also slander, abuse, and even resort to threats to those who accept the Dasam Granth and reject the Ek Granth concept. The ADNs claim allegiance to Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji and are fiercely promulgating the Ek Granth concept. Everyone generally assumes that by Ek Granth they mean Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji. In this article, we look at one key Gurbani knowledge very close to our hearts to see where the ADN's allegiance to Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji stands. You will be surprised to realize that the ADN's claim of allegiance to Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji is a big lie. Ek Oankar. The one key Gurbani knowledge that we are referring to in the introduction is at the commencement of Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji and the Japji Sahib, Ek Omkar. Since our Guru's days, we have pronounced this as Ek Omkar. The ADNs have been of late stating that we, who accept the Dasam Granth, are rejecting the Ek Omkar. The attached picture posted on Facebook on 5th February 2017 is testament to this. The red underlined part specifically refers. Note that the phrases Kapala Paning Gang and Kapala Pusing are Malaysian phrases which are used to refer to us, those who accept the Dasam Granth, in a crude manner. The ADNs have not tendered any evidence to support their claim. We categorically deny this accusation and state that the ADNs are propagating lies about those who accept the Dasam Granth as one of the Pramanik Granths. In view of this, we put the ADNs' allegiance to test through what those associated with them write. In particular, we refer to the Japa booklet by Devinder Singh Chahal, an extract from page IV of the foreword of this booklet by Karminder Singh Dhillon, and an inset showing page 73 of the same booklet is shown in the picture. It is explicitly clear from the inset who is not accepting Ek Omkar, pronounced Ek Omkar. The ADNs are going in the direction of replacing Ek Omkar, pronounced Ek Omkar, with the pronunciation Ek Oh Beant. This is blasphemous. I apologize for being crude in my comments in the picture, but it really hurts when someone is desecrating our Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji, our living Guru. Not only the ADNs don't accept Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji as a living guru, but they call it a metaphor akin to an object. Their Ek Granth concept cannot mean Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji. It will be some other Granth. The question is, what can we gain from the many Gurbani programs the ADNs are conducting? We have a very uncomfortable feeling of what is being taught in their programs to our generation and our next generation. Is it Gurmat? Conclusion. We have shown that the ADN's accusation that those who accept Dasam Granth do not accept Ek Omkar is a false accusation and a lie. It is further shown that it is the ADNs who want to replace Ek Omkar, pronounced Ek Omkar, with the pronunciation Ek Oh Beyant, which is blasphemous. What will the ADNs be teaching our generation and our next generation? Lies? Blasphemous ideology? We have to be aware and beware of these elements who are on the path of destroying Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji. Thank you for listening and reading. Galtiyan di Khema, Waheguru Ji ka Khalsa, Waheguru Ji ki Fateh.